Good evening, everyone. I call the April 18th, 2022 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. At this time, I call on Councilman Howe to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Good evening, everyone. We are now under general communications. I do have one communication that is on the city website. The City Department of Human Services is now accepting applications until May 9th from nonprofit agencies serving the city of Warwick who wish to be considered for support grant funding. So if you are a nonprofit that serves the city of Warwick, please go on the city council, the city of Warwick's website, contact the Department of Human Services, and you can make an application to receive some community support grant funding from the city of Warwick. Is there anything from members of the council under general communications? Councilman Foley.
I would be remiss if we did not take a moment of silence. I really didn't realize it. Today is Patriots Day. I did realize that. My son is up at the baseball game, and my wife is babysitting two grandchildren tonight for them. But it was 9 years ago that the terrorists attacked the Boston Marathon, which ran today. And I would just like a moment of silence in memory of the people who lost limbs, lives, and such 9 years ago.
Thank you, Councilman Foley. If we could have a moment of silence. Thank you. Anything else under general communications, Councilman Foley? No. Councilman Ricks.
Brief announcement. The Tax Relief Commission is meeting 1 week from tonight, 5:30 p.m. in this city council chambers. I'm hoping that after some additional public comment, we're going to be able to take a vote on recommendations. Part of that also depends on whether a certain amount of research has been finished by the administration and if they can get some numbers to us. Let's see. Aside from that, I do plan on docketing a few items. I'm not going to discuss them because that would not fall under the general communications, but I have posted on my own Facebook page some information about that. And on any of those items, I would welcome input from members of the public. Feel free to call or email. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So I want to speak to an issue that has come up more than once. And whether it's directly or indirectly spoken to or about me. And it's been said, you should call, you should do this, you should do that, should get all these answers before you come to the city council meetings. Well, certainly everyone can do what they please, can represent the people that you represent any way you choose. I intend to continue asking the questions that I ask. I intend to continue to dig into the numbers, to ask why you need this, how much do you need, who's it coming from, where is it going? And I intend to continue to do the majority of the people's work in asking those questions on the council floor. And the reason is, I want the members of the public, I want the people that I represent, I want them to know what those questions are that I'm asking. And equally important, I want them to know what the answers are. So when I deem it necessary, I'll make a call. But the majority of the questions I'm going to ask will be on the floor because my people need to know the questions I'm asking and the answers that I'm getting. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Anything else under general communications? Okay, moving on to the agenda, executive communications, there are none. We are now on A, acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on April 4th. Can I have a motion, Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Gephardt and Councilwoman Travis. Okay, we're going to do a voice vote on that. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? An abstention.
Abstain.
We have one abstention, Councilman McElroy. Next up this evening is public comment, Rule 41. After the general communications and prior to the consent calendar at each city council public hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. This evening, we have 8 individuals who have signed up. This evening, the first individual is Cindy Wilson, and the clerk will do the timing this evening. Thank you.
Mr. Lattiser, I appreciate that you want us to know the answers to the questions. The problem is that the answers get totally ignored, and just by what he just said, what we're allowed to do for this little bit of time, it's so clear that no one's really interested in what we think. But here I am, the definition of insanity. I'm doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. because I'm here to talk about Airbnb. On October of 2015, I received a threatening letter from the city of Warwick compelling me to register and do a bunch of stuff that they were making up sometimes as they went along. Some of it made sense. I complied with all of it to the tune of $3,000. I am the only Airbnb to this date that is registered. There are 63 of them. I have provided you with the names and the addresses. I've been through three administrations trying to get to be treated fairly. I've taken my time, my hours, drove around the city, just did it this week for an hour and a half, found two more in Oakland Beach. Just so you know, Donna, there were six cars in one, two on the road, two in the driveway, two on the grass, and the other one had five cars all on the road. Why do I care? Because this is my business. And because you guys made me follow a certain thing and you didn't make everyone else, they lowered the price. So here's an example. Let's say I'm a mathematics teacher in Pawtucket and I've got a really good job. And then one year I go to apply and they say, "We're really sorry, Cindy, but we've waived the rules for teachers. You no longer need a college education. So we'll hire anybody, and these people that will work for less, you don't have a job," because that's basically what you do to me. Every time, I'm not booked this week, but there's 63 others that are mostly. And to you, Mr. Foley, I want to address you because you weren't here the day after. I nicely sent everybody an email saying that I would love to inform them. Thank you.
Did you
say 10 seconds or no?
No, I didn't give you 10 seconds.
Okay, and you took the time off when they were?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, Mr. Foley, you're a coward.
I please ask that public comment, the decorum will be upheld in this meeting. Next up this evening is, I believe it's Mr. Potters.
Good evening, members of the City Council, Mayor Picozzi, women and gentlemen, and citizens of the City of Warwick. Before I continue, I'd like to say I do not have any vindictive reasons to do this, even if you don't agree with me. I just want to see the City of Warwick provide the service that the taxpayers pay for. Here we go. Get ready for the ride. I believe the previous administrations are not to blame for our situation today. Our situation today is a result of what I believe is a lack of or not having a real preventive maintenance process. There is responsibility on both sides, management and labor. Again, I'm not pointing fingers at anyone or any one thing. The worst vehicle on the road today for miles per gallon is a residential waste pickup unit. The average is 3 miles to the gallon. Taking $5 per gallon of diesel and the average amount of fuel needed for one fill up is 50 gallons, if not more. That's a minimum of $250 per day. If the unit is in service 5 days a week, it's $1,250 per week. And for 48 weeks, comes to $60,000. This is just fuel.
You have 10 seconds, Mr. Potter.
It's just fuel, not all expenses such as oil, parts, labor, registration, and believe these costs are not realized by the management. I gave everyone a copy of this. I gave,
set,
if you have
Mr.
two
Pata,
extras,
sorry.
Please give them to the mayor and the DPW. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is Rob Cody.
I just give you the monthly update. It was 8 months ago today that in the front page of all the newspapers in Rhode Island, this came out about the unused sick time when the court documents were unveiled, which stated that the Warwick Fire Department engaged in a scheme to defraud the tax dollars. And on the front page, it was Mayor Picozzi's statement. I'll read it to you from the newspaper. Mayor Frank Picozzi on Friday said the city must seek restitution from the fire department. That was 8 months ago today. Nothing's been done. No one on the city council has done anything. We're just going to let it go, right? Because after all, we're flush with money. But what I did find interesting is that the two entities that engaged together to promote the scheme, which was the fire department union president and former city solicitor Peter Ruggiero, which should be held accountable, they both just gave substantial donations to this mayor. If you look on the Rhode Island Board of Elections, it was posted last week. Both those entities gave donations to the mayor. So what are the chances that the mayor is going to go after both of those entities to recoup the money that was stolen from the residents? And furthermore, why isn't this council doing it? And specifically, why isn't the chairman of the finance committee doing it? But then again, he's taken $1,000 from the fire union. $1,000. So now we have a conflict is why it'll never get done.
The next speaker is Leslie.
Leslie Derrick, Ward 4. I'm here to discuss the Warwick Land Trust. The Warwick Land Trust is a commission of the city. We're a municipality land trust, and everything we do is done for... Oh, I don't want to shout. Okay. Everything we do is for the city. We have put in for an open space bond. We originally put it in for $15 million, and we, since everything has happened with the solar, which you guys can be thankful for, I mean, we can thank you for, we're down to $5 million. So we're only asking for $5 million, but we've been asking for the city to help us to get this on, this, on the ballot for November. And we have been running into difficulty getting the attention of the people that we need to get this to the mayor. I did fill out all the forms and all of the questions that were presented to me, and I've even talked to the city the finance office, and I also found that there were many bonds that were still in the bond portfolio that have never been funded, and we have $2 million that's also in that. That's why we're only going for $5 million. So we would like to get the council's support so we can have this to the State House by May, no later. So if you would, please meet with yourselves and figure this out, because I can't keep waiting. And my husband is paralyzed. I work full time, and I'm doing this land trust. I need your help. I don't need pushback. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Nancy.
Hello, thank you. I want to urge the City Council not to accept the construction of new short-term detention cells on Jefferson Boulevard without asking some questions and taking a deeper look. The bid process for that property was the subject of a whistleblower complaint, and irregularities came up. I want to say that we tend to conflate immigration and ICE, immigration and customs enforcement. ICE is actually less than 20 years old. It's part of an increased militarization of the border, and it's also part of a conjunction with prison for profit. So what is concerning is that building short-term detention cells, greases the skids for somebody to show up at the immigration office, to be kept in the cell, to be shipped off to one of the for-profit detention centers in New England. And this happens. There is a case that was infamous in Central Falls about 20 years ago. What is concerning is that this kind of thing still happens, because prison for profit requires a steady supply of bodies. And ICE requires also to have a steady supply of our federal tax money. So it's not free money. It is our tax money, and we are also responsible for what is done with it. So I'm just requesting that Warwick not accept the construction of new detention cells on Jefferson Boulevard without asking for transparency and an explanation of why they believe this is needed.
10 seconds, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse me, can I just get your name for the record, please? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it Nancy Green, and I did grow up in Warwick.
Nancy Green?
Yeah.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Nathan.
Good evening. My name is Nathan Levin Aspenson. I am an organizer with Never Again Rhode Island, and during the day, I am a grant writer for a mental health agency. So my colleagues are going to hear me repeat myself a little bit, because I'm somewhat of a broken record when it comes to discussions of mental health and the worsening crisis that is going on here in Rhode Island. And specifically, my testimony tonight will concern the local costs that will be borne if the city of Warwick allows the property at 443 Jefferson to be renovated from a former bank building into a temporary ICE jail. How bad do you think the state of mental health is in Rhode Island and nationwide before, during, and after the pandemic? I assure you it is worse, and it is worse for no one more than our young people. A statistic that I find particularly troubling, and that I cite often because it scares me, frankly, is that suicidal ideation among youth has doubled since the beginning of the pandemic. Serious depression has tripled. Serious anxiety has quadrupled. And these mental health detriments are felt even more keenly for people in racialized communities and immigrant communities, which are, of course, the communities most targeted by the agency known as ICE, that has been operating in Warwick for over 20 years now, but will, with the addition of this facility, now be able to intern people who they have scooped off of the street and separated families in a series of jail cells that will be operating in an unassuming little building at 443 Jefferson Boulevard. And the mental health effects of family separation are deep, and there is mounting evidence that they are unrecoverable. They lead to deep psychological lasting scars, repressed development,
10 seconds, sir.
Increased rates of PTSD, and withdrawal behavior that can persist even if the families are reunited, which is why we're here and why...
All set. Sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and finish up. And why this issue is going to keep reappearing in front of the City Council. I'm afraid it will be very easy... I'm wrapping up.
Your time's up.
I heard you.
Thank you.
It will be very easy for this Council to
stick with the rules.
We will not let you.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm sorry. We do have to stick with the rules. Thank you very much for your, taking the time. The next speaker is Newton. I apologize if I got the name wrong.
Could you please state your name for the record, please? Nope, just bring that mic right down.
Newton.
Do I have a last name?
Brophy. Brophy, B-R-O-P-H-Y.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm back. I was here back in autumn about the ICE facility that's being built on Jefferson. I'll save everyone the time, but since then we've sort of been tossed between here and the zoning board and the planning board. That seems pretty standard for local government, so I'm just going to talk about active and passive participants. The reason why is because The historical context that me and my fellow organizers work with is that of the Third Reich, and both types of participants are necessary for those events to take place. And I just...
I apologize for the mic difficulties this evening.
Just as an example, there were, you probably wouldn't have seen it because I scraped them off, but there were stickers around here for the front, which was formerly known as Vanguard America, which was a neo-Nazi group that participated in Charlottesville. I understand that the representatives here have constituents that they need to represent, and I also understand that there are demographics in this area that support those types of things, like white ethnostates. And those are the types of people that really like ICE. And then the passive participants are the people who aren't actively helping. So we're probably going to be back again. If you're not actively helping us, you're kind of just in our way.
Thank you. And the last speaker this evening is Sasha.
Hi, do you need my name for the record too?
I just need your name up for the record, please.
Sasha Berkoff, B-E-R-K-O-F-F.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm also here, as you can tell by my shirt, to talk about 443 Jefferson Boulevard. 443 Jefferson Boulevard is a jail, an ICE jail, that is being built, or actually might actually have finished construction by now, on 44, in our own city of Warwick. And the reason that it was allowed to be built is because it wasn't zoned as a jail, despite the fact that it has jail cells. So we went to the zoning board and we said, why was this allowed to happen? The zoning board said, I don't know, maybe check with city council. So we went to city council and we said, why was this allowed to happen? And city council said, I don't know, maybe check with the zoning board. Zoning board sent us back to the city council. We've got sent to the planning board. We've been sent around and around. And meanwhile, the only reason we found out this was being constructed in the first place is because some construction workers leaked plans for the document that showed that there was going to be detention facilities built into the building. Why doesn't everyone in Warwick, why doesn't everyone in Rhode Island know that we're building a jail here in Warwick, Rhode Island, for ICE detention? Our group, Never Again Action, fights ICE detention in our state in every way we can, so of course we're against this facility. But I think that anybody in Warwick would be against having a jail right on Jefferson Boulevard, right next to businesses where they go every day, where they do their banking, where they do their shopping, near where they live. Why is this going forward, and why isn't the city council doing anything to stop it? Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we apologize again for the technical difficulties. I know poor Phil is working, sweating through his suit there trying to fix it. So thank you, Phil. Next up
is... Mr. President?
We have to move on because there's no response.
No, I'm not looking to make a response. I'm asking for a request. I'd like to just have a minute to give my card to Mr. Potter. I think he's got some things here. Yeah,
Councilor,
like
I'm getting, you're getting waved off here. We can't respond to anything under Rule 41. So we can get you Mr. Potter's contact information to reach out. Number one this evening is the consent calendar is PCR 44-22, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report finance.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Gephardt. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. 2023-026 network connectivity. 2022-406 State of Rhode Island Telephone Services, 2023-027 Police Radio Circuits, 2022-409 Renovations and Repairs of Therapy Pool, 2022-199 Reservations and Repairs Therapy Pool, 2022-407 Correction, 2022-407 State of Rhode Island Data Communication Services Help Desk, 2023-007 Veterinary Services, 2023-008 Animal Shelter Food and Cat Litter, 2022 Simulation Training, correction, Mr. President, 2022-403 Simulation Training Ammunition, 2022-358 Purchase Wheel Balance for Police Garage, and 2022-404 State of Rhode Island Air Compressor Maintenance Repair and Installation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any questions that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee meeting? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action on PCR 44-22.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latsa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. Councilman, I believe, Councilman Howe, I believe there was one item removed.
Yes, Mr. President. Bid 2022-069 Medical Examinations for Police is now PCR 45-22.
And would you like to make a motion?
Motion that? Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you. The amendment calls for an increase of the request from 1,800 to 3,600.
Okay, so we're moving from 1,800 to 3,600.
Yes, Mr. President.
All right, is there any questions from members of the council? Oh, I need a second on the amendment. Councilman Foley, second. Are there any questions on the amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latsa? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Okay, the amendment passes. Thank you very much. Councilman Howe.
Move PCR 45-22 as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions at this time? The clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latsa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes as amended.
Thank you. Favorable action as amended. We are now moving into unfinished business. Number one this evening is PCR 158-21, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting an amendment of the Warwick City Charter to establish new elected term limits and term limits for mayoral and council elective terms beginning January 2025. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Mr. President, the committee referred it to the floor without a recommendation.
Okay, so to move forward, we do need to get a recommendation? Yeah, would you like to move favorable? We'll get a second and we can have a discussion.
I would like to move favorable action, Mr. President.
Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Foley. Okay, so now Councilman McElroy. Yep.
I would start off by saying I would like to introduce an amendment. I would like to change the terms for the city council to 6 2-year terms.
Okay, so Councilman McElroy has made an amendment to change the term of city council will stay at 2-year terms for a total of 6 terms?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a second on that amendment? Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks. Okay, any discussion on this item? Councilman Ricks.
I'm still really not pleased with the state of this legislation. However, I would say that this is a move in the right direction. So while I would reserve my right to vote differently, of course, on different amendments that may be proposed, I would first support this because I do see this as a step in the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt.
I'll just put to my colleagues, I'm
Still listening for a reason to do this, to support this. So if anyone has it, chime in.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm actually going to side with Councilman Gebhardt on this, and I think I was really happy to hear one of our speakers who spoke on it agrees with me and pretty much echoed what I said, that I do believe that two-year terms are the way to go. It keeps it local. It's a ward issue. It keeps us moving. It keeps us connected. And the number one, the best way for term limits is up to the voters. And I do believe that on the legislative side, I plan on voting against the 6-year term, 2-year terms, 6 2-year terms, because I don't believe term limiting the legislature can be 100% effective. Am I 100% on board, you know, with wanting to vote against it? No. But I do believe that it is the citizens who are the number one term limit. Like, they're the ones who decide the term limits. And it also keeps with the people who truly believe in, and I will go to Councilwoman Travis, you know, people who believe in her service. She believes in serving her community, and she's done it effectively for 20 years. It is not the person, it is not the term, but it is the people, and the people can get rid of that. So respectfully, I will vote against this and propose a second amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other council people? Again, we have an amendment that was moved and seconded, so that is what's being discussed at this time. So it would be the mayor, as what is being proposed, would change to a 4-year term. 2 4-year terms would be the term limit for mayor. The change of the amendment that's proposed right now is keep the city council for 2-year terms for up to 6 terms, which would be 12 years on the council. So that is what is being debated at this time. Anybody else that hasn't had a chance to speak yet? Like to speak? No? Councilman Ricks.
To clarify, I want to make sure that I didn't miss anything as to the amendments. Was, from what you were saying, Council President, was this amendment to only change the current legislation from the City Council having 5 consecutive 2-year terms to 6 consecutive 2-year terms, or did this amendment also propose to change the terms of the mayor to 4 2-year consecutive terms?
I can ask the sponsor or the solicitor.
No, the amendment is only to change the terms and the number of the council from 5 2-year terms to 6 2-year terms. You were right.
Councilman Lattiser hasn't had a chance to speak yet. Sure. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I had said at the last meeting and the beginning of this meeting, my preference would be to have 3 4-year terms for the city council, with the risk of being repetitive. I'm just going to put it out there again, what my reasoning is for that. And I understand that it's the people that send us back or send us away. I understand that. And a lot of that has to do with how each of us as an elected official works in their ward. As I said earlier, I don't need an election to campaign. I don't need to put up campaign signs. I don't need to constantly have fundraisers to represent my people. As opposed to every 16, 17, 18 months being out there doing this campaign thing, I would much rather spend my time taking care of the people's business, my people's business, which I can assure you I'm out there 7 days a week. This is certainly not a part-time job for any of us. It may be part-time pay, but it's not a part-time job. I don't think anyone approaches this as such. In terms of productivity, I would much rather spend my time dealing with the issues that my constituents either don't know how to deal with, don't know who to contact, don't know how to get things done. They're frustrated. I look at a phone call or a text or an email from a constituent. If that person had to go through the time and effort to find out who their council person is, assuming that one doesn't know, get the contact information, pick up that phone and call you or call me, I'll speak to myself, and say, you know, hey, Ed, there's a tree branch. It's a problem. There's a pothole. It's a problem. I take every single call that comes in. I look at it as for this person to go through the trouble of contacting me. And in many instances, after a lot of frustration of not being able to get these things taken care of, to them, that's a major issue. And I treat it as such. I treat it as a major issue. Saturday morning, I happened to be out at a client's house, and an individual came across the street to speak to me about an issue. That's what I want to spend my time doing. For me, I would rather be able to put as much time as I can into trying to help and solve the problems of my constituents as opposed to campaigning every 2 years. As far as I'm concerned, I campaign every day, 365 days a week. My people can get a hold of me anytime they need. My phone number's out there. It's very public. My cell phone's out there. I don't need to campaign every 2 years because I do it every day. Having said that, I also appreciate the fact that we're in the spirit of compromise on this particular bill. And I would like to thank the chair for his willingness to make that amendment for the 6 consecutive 2-year terms. Do I think it's, is it the way I would like to absolutely see it? Probably not. But it is something that I can concur with and I will support. So in the absence of support for 3 4-year terms, I will be supporting the 6 consecutive 2-year terms. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Lattice, sir. Any other comments from any individuals? Councilman Howe.
Just for clarification to the president, to the solicitor, through the president, if you don't mind. We are voting now just on the amendment, correct? The extending the from a 5-year term limit to a 6-year term limit, 2 year per term.
Yes, what the council has before it at this time is changing the word 5 yes. to 6 in the 2 places that it exists. And the substantive implication of that is changing from limited to 5 2-year terms to 6 2-year terms. That okay. is the only item that's before it that's been moved in second and on the amendment. After this, we'll go back to any other discussion or amendments if there are any.
Thank you, Solicitor. Thank you, Mr. President.
Anybody else that has another chance to speak? Councilman Lattice, sir.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. I would like to make one more point, too. So if this body were to approve the amendment and pass this as amended, it's important to realize and remember that we don't have the final say on this. That is key. That is very, very important. And it's very important to the comments that one of our speakers made this evening. And I get it. I understand it. And I respect that. But I would point out that we are not the final say. We're sending our recommendation to the General Assembly. The General Assembly is going to have their say on this. And assuming they support what the consensus is of this legislative branch of government, it goes before the voters. the voters are ultimately going to make that final decision. Do they want the term limits that have been suggested? Do they want 2 4-year terms for the mayor? Do they want 6 2-year terms for the members of the city council? So I absolutely concur. They can vote us in, they can vote us out. They also have the opportunity at the ballot box to finally, and I say finally because this is something that's been kicking around for a very long time with members of the public saying term limits, term limits, term limits. And we can all understand a lot of those frustrations. This will give the voters the opportunity to say, yes, we want term limits, or no, we like it the way it is. And I'd like to hear from the voters. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. First, clarification for our council solicitor. So with the amendment, I know that we've often been abbreviating it, 5-year term, excuse me, 5 2-year terms versus 6 2-year terms, but really implied in all of that language, we're keeping the word consecutive so that the term limit is either in the original as it is right now, 5 consecutive 2-year terms, or as proposed to be amended, 6 consecutive 2-year terms, meaning that if there is a gap between terms of service, then there can be a new set of 5 consecutive 2-year terms or 6 new consecutive 2-year terms, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, I would just, in a brief response to Councilman Lattiser, point out that between the last meeting, this meeting, and I believe one email that was sent to all council members, the public participation on this so far that I've heard is all three comments were opposed to term limits, and I have not yet heard any comments before the city council or emails sent to us all that were in favor of the term limits. So just throwing that out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, I think everyone has gotten a chance. So I'm just going to have the solicitor one more time read the amendment, and then I will call the vote on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. The amendment before you is to change page 2 on lines 10 and 19 by deleting the word 5 and inserting the word 6. It will read, the operative term would be, and shall service on the city council be limited to 6 consecutive 2-year terms exclusive of service prior to January 2025 and any partial terms of less than 1 year.
Okay. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Okay, so the amendment passes. So, Councilman McElroy, do you have a motion?
Favorable action.
As amended.
Point of order, if I, point of order.
Hold on one second, everyone, hold on one second.
You dang lawyers.
Point of order, we do have to offer opportunity for other individuals to make amendments. Thank you for pointing that out. So are there any comments on if members of the council would like to make or amendments? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. For the reasons I expressed in the committee, the importance of the terms of the mayor, the length of the terms in particular, matching up to the terms, the length of the terms of the city council, I would suggest that I'm going to make this a motion for an amendment that I'm open for debate on whether the terms for the number of terms for the mayor should be changed. But for now, I'll make my motion such that the terms and term limit for the mayor should reflect the same for the city council. Therefore, my motion would be for the term for the mayor to be at 2 years, which would be what it, of course, is right now. And since the term limit for the city council is 6 2-year terms, I would suggest, as this motion, 6 2-year terms for the mayor, all consecutive, that is, mirroring the city council.
Okay, so the councilman Ricks has made an amendment. Is there a second to that amendment? Okay, there is no.
This is not a second. Can you just repeat the amendment, please?
Currently, as to the mayor, it's 6 terms of 2 years consecutive.
For both the mayor and the city council.
Correct. Specifically, this motion would just be as to the mayor, since the version as amended already applies to the city council.
Councilman Ricks, if you just so I have it correct and members can understand, my understanding of your amendment is to change the item before us, which is the recently amended item, such that you'd be reflecting the terms of the mayor to be 2 years rather than the current 4 years, and you would apply the same limitation that is currently situated in the item for the council, which is 6 consecutive 2-year terms, would be your intention. Is that accurate?
Correct.
So there is a motion. Is there a second?
There is no second, so the motion fails. Is there any other comments or motions that members of the council haven't got a chance to speak yet? No. Councilman Ricks?
In the absence of support for that, I would suggest 4 consecutive terms of 2 years for the mayor. So instead of 6 total terms consecutive of 2 years, I'm now proposing this amendment be 4 terms of 2 years, which would be consistent with the 8 years of the current legislation as amended.
Thank you, Mr. President, Councilman. Councilman Ricks is looking to amend the item situated before you in a similar manner as the prior amendment. However, the limitation on terms of the mayor would be 4 2-year terms rather than the prior amendment, 6 2-year terms. So the mayor, the implications would be the mayor would have the opportunity for 4 consecutive 2-year terms if this amendment is seconded and adopted.
Do we have a second to the motion? Do we have a second to the motion? Seeing there's no second, the motion dies. Is there any other amendments or motions that council members would like to make? Hearing none, Councilman McElroy.
I move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilman Foley. I'm just going to have the solicitor lay out exactly what we're voting on. There's a lot of discussion, so he's going to lay out exactly what is before the city council at this time.
So Councilman McElroy is moving favorable action as amended on PCR 15821. The only amendment that has been adopted this evening is changing the limitation on consecutive 2-year terms for the council from being 5 to being 6. So otherwise, it is the item that was drafted in front of you that you reviewed prior to and during the meeting.
Thank you, Solicitor. Are there any other questions? Yes, I was seconded by Councilman Foley, Councilman Howe at that time. Okay, are there any questions that haven't been asked before? Okay, and I just want to put a finer point on one of my colleagues. They said that ultimately, if this were to move forward, the voters will decide. This is one of the steps here. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, one no. Amendment passes.
The motion passes. Motion Thank passes. You. Next up is number two this evening is PCR 39-22, which is now 2022-339, Fire Department Promotional Exams. Before we take a motion, I'm going to ask the solicitor to make a statement.
Thank you, Council President, members of the council. During the committee this evening, there was a question raised about the Munis report and the title on the account number. We can confirm to you that in the current fiscal year budget that this is being drawn from, the title on the account is accurate. And when the Munis report was pulled, it was not done in the normal way such that it drew an incorrect line item on the report. I have received from the administration and the council liaison an updated copy of the report as it is And it denotes the same titling of the account. That said, this is to inform you that that issue has been reconciled. But furthermore, the account number never changed. And so all the information that you reviewed is about the specific account number that has those funds within it. So it is appropriate to move forward for whatever the council pleasure is. We just want to update you on that situation.
Thank you, Solicitor Walsh. So first, we got to get a recommendation. Second, and then we'll take questions. So committee report on PCR 39-22, which is now 2022-339, finance.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Okay, questions on this?
Can we
Councilman
just
Gephardt?
Since we had a look at the incorrect report, can we just, would you mind swinging that around so we can put eyes on it?
Happy to.
Joanne just came running down.
Yes,
she's. Get those steps in.
So just for the audience and members at home, the question that was brought up earlier this evening has been reconciled, and the solicitor has said that we can freely move forward if that's the council's choosing. And so we have a motion that's been moved as favorable action and has been seconded. Are there any questions on this item that were not discussed earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. We are now moving on to new business. Number one is PCO 8-22, an ordinance prohibiting parking on the northerly side of Narragansett Bay Avenue. This is a committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
I move favorable action on PCO 8-22 for first passage.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Ordinance Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, first passage.
Thank you. The motion passes. Number two this evening is PCR 41-22, Committee Report, Intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattiser, and Councilwoman McElroy. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Mr. President, are we on PCR 41-22?
Correct.
Okay, I apologize. Thank you. Move favorable action.
Yeah, it's been moved and seconded. I didn't know if you had any additional comments.
We're ahead of you.
Where were you?
I have an agenda that has a different item as item number two. So I'm looking at item number three.
New business you're looking at.
I am.
Right. We're looking at the incorrect agenda.
Okay. So I request favorable action. And, Mr. President, I'm happy to say that the council came on and co-sponsored the legislation.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
As mentioned, the entire council has been added as a co-sponsor. Thank you, Councilman Howe. Any other additional? Councilman Lattiser.
I think you already answered it, but I was just going to ask to be put on as a co-sponsor. But you got
yes,
us all on.
Yes, the entire council.
Sounds good.
Any other additional questions? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Number three this evening is PCR 42-22, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting additional FY 2023 state budget appropriations for libraries. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, if Councilwoman Travis could move that for me, please.
I move favorable action on PCR-42-22.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions? I believe this also has the full council as co-sponsors as well. Any additional questions or comments on this item? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. We're now moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything under unanimous consent? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
We just have one referral in advertising. I apologize. So for you, yeah, sorry, for the referral in advertising, PCO 9-22, an ordinance amending the comprehensive plan of the City of Warwick, AR Building Company is the petitioner. And also PCO 10-22, an ordinance amending the zoning of the Warwick of the City of Warwick AR Building Company petitioner. Now, if I can get a motion from the Councilwoman Travis. That's on the amended,
it's on the amended
docket.
Agenda.
That's the mistake.
It was on the amended docket.
The amended?
Amended addenda.
The agenda was amended after the.
I have, was there two amendments? Because I have an amended version here in my binder.
The official document was posted on April 13th, 2022. This is the amended one that we are using that is before for the public this evening. So the last order of business here is this referral and advertising. It is just an announcement.
Okay, Mr. President, my point is I'm looking at the amended version. How many amendments do we have? Okay. All right, fine. That answers the question. Thank you.
So, Councilwoman Travis, one more time, if you could move us into the docketing session. What's that? If you could move us to the docketing session one more time.
We're going to move to a docket session.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
No, thank you.
Ward 2.
4 items. First, resolution to the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $5 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidences of indebtedness to finance the purchase of open space and improvements of such open space, all in the City of Warwick and with the favorable recommendation of the Warwick Land Trust, and all such open space to be held in the name of the Warwick Land Trust.
Finance.
Second item, ordinance eliminating eligibility for pensions for elected officials in Warwick who are not yet elected and vested.
Finance.
Third, resolution to the General Assembly requesting amendment of the Warwick City Charter, Article 3, Section 3-3, to require, quote, advice and consent, end quote, of the Warwick City Council for appointment of certain officers and employees of the city.
Intergovernmental.
Fourth and finally, resolution seeking a fiscal note from the finance director of the City of Warwick relative to the potential cost to the city of increasing the amounts provided to low-income and or disabled homeowners through the circuit breaker exemption.
Okay, intergovernmental. Anything else, Councilman Ricks?
That's all.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Yes, I have two. One is a resolution to the General Assembly, and it's a resolution requesting amendment of the Warwick City Charter to expand the composition of the school committee in 2025 from 5 to 9 members. And I have an attachment to go along with it.
Intergovernmental.
The second one is, again, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting the service on the Warwick School Committee shall be limited to 3 consecutive 4-year terms, exclusive of service prior to January 2027, and any partial term of less than 2 years previously served.
Councilman, could you distinguish the two items for me again?
Sorry?
Could you distinguish the two items?
Sure. They're two separate items, two separate requests to the General Assembly. One is to increase the makeup of the school committee from 5 to 9 members. The second and separate and aside of that one is to impose or support 3 consecutive 4-year terms on the school committee, or for the school committee, I should say.
Thank you.
Intergovernmental. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Just one resolution in regards to the installation of stop signs on Comer Road at the intersection of Rome and Capri Road at the intersection of Rome.
Public safety. Ward 9 passes. Thank you very much. Council meeting is adjourned.
Wow. 13.